Hello and welcome to episode 81 of SEO is Not That Hard. I'm your host, Ed Dawson, the founder of KeywordsPeopleUse.com, the solution to finding the questions people ask online. I'm an affiliate marketer, SEO, and I've been building and monetizing websites for over 20 years. I've built sites from the ground up, bought sites, and sold sites in large exits. I'm here to share with you the SEO knowledge, hints, and tips I've built up over the years. Today, I'm going to ask the question, can you recover from a Google penalty? Big topic today, can you recover from a Google penalty? This is obviously very timely as we're recording this, which is in March 2024, where Google are currently rolling out the biggest core update and spam update that they've done in years. And lots of people have been hit by Google penalties. They're seeing their traffic decrease, or they've been de-indexed, or a whole bunch of things. So the question is, if you've been hit by Google, can you recover? Now, there's two things we've got to think about here, because there's different kinds of penalties. There are algorithmic penalties and there are manual penalties. Now, the difference between the two is a manual penalty is where someone from Google's web spam team has actually come along, reviewed your website, like a real person reviewing it, and has decided to penalize your website for one reason or another. So there's a whole bunch of reasons they could penalize you for. It can be spammy content, it can be doing things like cloaking, sort of proper black cat against their terms of service type things, having dodgy links. And these penalties can be site-wide, they can on certain, or sometimes running on certain parts of your site, and they can have very different effects. Sometimes some manual penalties, they'll completely de-index your site, so you're removed completely from the index. Other times they'll just suppress you in the rankings. So there's a variety. But with a manual one, you know someone's actually come along and taken a look, the data they've got about you, your website, and the data they've got about your website, and said, right, this person is doing something that we don't like. It's against our terms of service for whatever reason, so we're going to manually put a penalty on the site, and then we're going to inform the person. Now, they will inform you through Google Search Console, and you will also get an email from them via Search Console. That's assuming that you are in Search Console. I can only assume that they will manually penalize sites where people haven't registered them in Search Console, because otherwise that's an easy way to get around ever being manually penalized. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, talk about Google Search Console, I would say go back and listen to episode 61 of SEO is Not That Hard, because I cover it in detail what Search Console is. You could also go to Google and just Google for Search Console and just follow the link for Google Search Console. It's where you can register that you own a site with Google, and Google will share information with you. Now, yeah, so you can check in your Google Search Console for your website whether you've been penalized. As I say, they should email you, but for some reason, if that's been missed or you don't know, or you just want to be sure that you haven't got a penalty, then just go to your Google Search Console for your website and then scroll down to the security and manual actions option in the menu and click manual actions, and you know, you're going to hope it's going to give you a big green tick and says no issues detected. Now, if you have got a manual action, it will tell you, and there'll be a big red cross, and it'll tell you exactly the details of what you've been penalized for. So you'll then know what you've done wrong, and then you've then got to look to address that if you want to get the penalty removed. You can also there request that the penalty is reviewed. And when you do that, they will ask you questions. You can provide supporting evidence as to what you've done, what changes you've made, how you have addressed what they've done. So we'll talk a bit more later about what your likelihood of success will be. So now let's move on to algorithmic penalties. Now, an algorithmic penalty is where you've seen a decline in traffic, and generally this will be a marked decline, and you can tie it into a time when Google have done an announced update. So, for example, back in September, lots of people who were hit by the helpful content update saw big declines in their traffic at the time of that those penalties were being put in as algorithmic penalties. Some people might not call them penalties. Google themselves might not call it a penalty, but it's more that, you know, it's, they changed their algorithms, and sites like yours are now no longer deemed rankable enough, and you see a big decline in traffic. And it generally, it feels like a penalty. I mean, I've in the past have been had sites hit by that, and it definitely feels like you've been penalized, even if Google might call it something different. Now, with these, there is no reconsideration request and there is no manual sort of notification that you've been hit by that algorithm update. So you really have to work out for yourself what's happened by timing it, looking at the information Google give on when they are rolling out updates and sort of look at your analytics to see whether, you know, any drops tie in with things that Google have announced. It would be beautiful if Google would actually flag in Google Search Console whether you've been hit algorithmically. I think it would be really good for webmasters if they could do that. Maybe they will one day, but right now they don't tell you. You just have to work it out for yourself. This also means there is no reconsideration request. You can't go to Google and say, please reconsider why you've done this. And you can't make changes and then go and say to Google, please reconsider, because they don't do that. All you can do is try and work out for yourself what's gone wrong, make changes, then essentially keep your fingers crossed. But let's sort of talk now about what you do if you have got a penalty. So going back to manual penalties, if you know you've been given a manual penalty, you'd have been given the reasons why. You know, Google at this point has got their eyes on you specifically. And your chances of recovery are going to depend on what you now choose to do. What you need to do, clearly, is address the issues that they have raised with you. Now, sometimes this might be easier and less work for you to recover than others. It just depends on how badly you've broken their rules, essentially, and how egregious you've been in doing it. So if you've built huge numbers of backlinks, really spammy backlinks into really spammy AI content, then, you know, to get your site back to a situation where you're no longer penalized could essentially be as much as essentially leveling the site, completely removing all your content, disavowing all the backlinks, getting as many backlinks as you can removed, doing all those kind of things to essentially get back to the point where you really don't have a site anymore. So you may take the decision to say, you know what, this site is just toast, it's burnt, I'm going to start again from scratch with something new. Sometimes, though, they might have pulled you up for something that's not actually too bad, really. I know there was Niche Site Lady who got hit a few weeks ago with a manual penalty for some guest posts that she'd done a few years ago. And that one would be a much simpler one to request reconsideration on, because all she has to do is remove those links or get those links changed to nofollow or to sponsored links so that PageRank doesn't pass through them. And she can then go to Google and say, I've made these changes on these guest posts. I've cleared up all the other things. Can I be reconsidered, please? And that one where, you know, for the amount of work she has to do to get over that manual penalty is not huge. It's worth doing and putting in that reconsideration request. Google won't always necessarily take your first reconsideration request. It might take you a few times to get it sorted out. But yeah, you can get through, you can do it. And then once it's been lifted, you'll be notified that this penalty no longer applies to you. And hopefully you should also then start to see, you know, the effects of that penalty being lifted and your traffic rising back up. So now moving on to algorithmic penalties. So if you've been hit with an algorithmic penalty, then your situation is in some ways easier and in many ways harder. The easier thing is, it's not going to be subjective to get a fix right. With some of the manual penalties, I think, you know, there's a bit of subjectiveness, and some people will probably never get their sites past a manual review because you've probably got a black mark from Google. But with algorithmic stuff, you know, you've only got to convince the algorithm, and the algorithm will be impartial. It won't penalize you personally. That's about the only thing that's easier. In effect, everything else is generally much harder because you have so much less information to go on. You've only really got the sort of the clues that Google give when they talk about each of the updates that they've done. Now, to be fair to them, they've been better with this last one in terms of explaining what the kind of things are they're targeting. But I still think there's a long way to go for them to really give people the right amount of information to make decent choices. And I know there's plenty of people who've been hit by the helpful content update from September who still aren't seeing reversals, who have done work and really aren't clear on what to do. And I don't think there's many SEO experts out there, you know, who have really got a clue on how to solve some issues. So the helpful content update, for one, I think there's still a lot of there where people don't completely know. Other updates, yeah, it does become clearer over time. And, you know, it might be that in a couple of years' time, we've really sorted out what helpful content is and isn't and how to sort out helpful content issues. So that's the frustrating thing for people when they're hit algorithmically in the first instances. You just don't know what to do. But the one thing is that eventually, I think every type of Google algorithmic update that I've seen, eventually people have figured out at least how to mitigate them to a certain extent. So what you really need as much as anything is patience with this one. And don't do anything rash until you've got a clearer idea of and consensus within the community as to what the things are to do. Things that, if I was looking to experiment, that I would try would be to try, especially if it's an update which clearly is only affecting certain pages on your site, and you can check that by going to analytics and seeing which parts of the site have seen traffic drops and which haven't. You can quite often get clues as to what types of pages you need to work on. I remember many years ago on broadband.co.uk, our review section had a definite hit. We lost a bunch of traffic, but it was all around pages that were reviewing broadband providers and had user-generated content of those reviews of broadband providers on. And so we went back, looked at that, and then we changed the design of those pages. We put a lot of things like schema markup in around the reviews and did a whole bunch of work around those review pages. And then over time, they did actually then recover, and recovered to the point where they actually started getting more traffic than before we had the penalty. So in many respects, you know, getting the penalty wasn't a bad thing in the long run for us. So that's the real key thing, is to try and identify what areas of your site have been hit. It's harder if it's your whole site that's been hit and nothing's doing well. But even if you just find a single part of your site that is still doing well compared to others, you can start to give you clues on where to look at making changes. But I'll just reiterate that while updates are actually in progress, like we are at the moment with the Google Core update, I wouldn't be looking to make any changes until that update is completely rolled through and Google have announced it's done, because you just, with all the changes they can be doing, you might not be making the right changes and be able to figure out whether those changes have been positive or negative while in the middle of an update. You really need the update to have run through before you move on to trying to fix that penalty. So to summarize, yes, you can get penalties removed. You can recover. But how difficult is going to be, going to depend on whether it's a manual or an algorithmic penalty. It's going to depend on how bad you've been if it's a manual penalty. And with algorithmic penalties, which tends to be just when Google have changed their mind on what is good and what isn't good, a lot's going to depend on how easily you can work out what it is that's gone wrong. And ultimately, with all of these things, how much effort you're going to put into it will depend on how much work you think it is going to be to succeed and how much of a point you think you can recover to. But personally, I would say don't give up. You might have to look for other things to do in the meantime. You might have to look for other income streams. If you've had your income hit, there are plenty of things you might have to do. But I would recommend that you talk to other people who've been hit, try and find other people that have been hit with a similar penalty, and do research online, see what other people are saying. I would just say beware. There is never seen a silver bullet for fixing penalties. So if anyone says they can sort it for you for dead simply for a one-off payment, anything like that, ignore those people. And if you're listening to this after having been hit by a penalty, then I just want to say good luck in getting it sorted out. I'd be really interested to hear anybody's stories of penalties and of any recoveries. So just give me a shout if you've got any of those. And yeah, just good luck if you're trying to sort one out. Thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe and share. It really helps. SEO Is Not That Hard is brought to you by KeywordsPeopleUse.com. These solutions find the questions people ask online. See why thousands of people use us every day. Try it today for free at KeywordsPeopleUse.com. To get an instant hit of more SEO tips, then find the link to download a free copy of my 101 quick SEO tips in the show notes of today's episode. If you want to get in touch, have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Channel 5 on Twitter. Or you can email me at podcast@keywordspeopleuse.com. Bye for now, and see you in the next episode of SEO Is Not That Hard.